From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Joanne E. McFadden is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. The town of Ravenna is preparing to welcome the Rail to River Brewing Company next spring. Partners Anthony Mitchell, Steve Douglas, and David Newman are prepared to open the brewery at 109 Main Street in Ravenna. Town residents Mitchell and Douglas were home brewers for years before deciding to go pro. The brewery will be open Wednesday through Sunday evenings until 10 p.m. and offer 5 to 6 beers on tap, as well as hard cider from another maker. Douglas said, and I quote, "We'll definitely have things for non-drinkers. Children of all ages will be welcome to come in with their parents. We'll have board games for the kids to play," end quote. The tap room will serve only light bar snacks, but customers will also be invited to bring their own. Douglas said, and I quote, "People can bring whatever they like," end quote. He says Ravenna is a good location for a brewery, filling an important spot on the map between the Real McCoy Beer Company in Del Mar, Honey Hollow Brewing Company in Earlton, and Crossroads Brewing Company in Athens and Catskill. Douglas said, and I quote, "We felt that the timing is right to have this type of business open up in town because we'll be able to serve a lot of people working in the port area and possibly Lafarge and CSX," end quote. Read the full story in the Ravenna News Herald. The Poughkeepsie Journal is reporting Dutchess County officials are looking to expand the domestic violence prevention funding in its proposed 2020 budget. County Executive Mark Molinaro announced his proposed spending plan would increase funding for domestic violence and sexual assault prevention programs and services by 10% over 2019, allocating a total of nearly $3.7 million. Part of that increase comes from the recommendation of the county legislature's Sexual Assault Task Force, according to a statement released by Molinaro's office. Molinaro allocated $100,000 for specialized sexual assault training for law enforcement, among other things. Molinaro said in the release, and I quote, "There is clearly a greater need for education and awareness about domestic violence and sexual assault more than ever before," end quote. The increase comes in the wake of several high-profile instances of domestic violence or suspected abuse. The Dutchess County's 2020 spending plan will be presented to the full legislature on October 30th. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo announced last week the state is making available $1.5 million for eligible school districts to grow and develop New York's farm-to-school programs. The programs help K-12 schools to increase the amount of locally grown and produced food for school meals. Cuomo said in a written statement, and I quote, "We know that serving our children healthy local meals, they are better, more productive students, and that they are more likely to continue eating healthier foods as they get older. Programs like Farm to School and our No Student Goes Hungry initiative are making a difference in not only providing nutritious food choices to our students, but also helping to support our farmers. I look forward to seeing this momentum continue in even more districts across the state," end quote. Applications available for round 5 of the program include K-12 public schools, charter schools, and other entities participating in the National School Lunch and Breakfast Programs or the Summer Food Service Program. Grant funding of up to $100,000 per project will be awarded. Rachel Silverstein is reporting for the Times Union. The State Senate this week kicks off a series of roundtable discussions at locations statewide concerning potential changes in how New York schools' funding formula should be updated. Known as Foundation Act, the formula determines how millions of state dollars are distributed across New York's 950 school districts every year. Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart Cousins said in a statement, and I quote, "We need to have real discussions on how our public schools are funded and if this is the most effective way to ensure New York students receive the education they deserve," end quote. The forums will focus on how foundation aid meets student, district, and community needs with the goal of achieving greater equity in school financing. The first roundtable will take place on October 16th in Westchester County, with subsequent forums scheduled for Buffalo, Syracuse, Long Island, and New York City. There is no plan for a forum to be held in the Capital Region. A public hearing will be held in Manhattan on December 3rd. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.